What's this GSQ gang, which I have always said are a bunch of third class, low IQ gang of idiots who have single-handedly destroyed a reasonably good country. Not a very good country, but a country which had the resources, had the talent, and has the expertise to live as an honest nation. But unfortunately, the nation took a wrong turn and changed everything and put so many lies in Pakistan about its creation, about its history, and the realities facing Pakistan that it has today become an absolute joke. And the biggest jokers are this third-class interpass GSQ journals. Yesterday, this Asim Munir, the biggest idiot in GSQ, said, oh, we cannot have the real freedom unless we have the economic stability. This bastard don't know that the economic stability of Pakistan has been undermined by his own gang of sabotagers, exploiters, kidnappers, killers. I mean, you name it. There's not even a single disease which has been created, which has not been created by this GSQ gang. And today, now the country is a sick man of South Asia, or I would say rather the whole world. And the main responsibility lies on this GSQ gang. I have explained previously that in history we saw how a reasonably strong Muslim empire, Ottomans, became the sick men of Europe because they fell into the shit of religion and the kingship and caliphate where nobody had any right, and then they tried to centralize everything. This is what weakened the whole empire, and they could not keep up with the modern time of innovation, progress, human rights, and the most of all, the fighting capabilities. I mean, at one time they were on top of the world because the fighting was done through cannons, through swords, and through small arms. But when the world became more sophisticated, scientifically more strong, and their emphasis was on the training and discipline, that's when nobody in the world could match Europeans, and we saw that Europeans took over the whole Middle East one by one and almost the whole world, along with the British, Portugal, France. I mean, they changed the world so much that no Muslim country could compete with them, could fight with them, and they surrendered en masse wherever they went. I mean, look at the history of India and you will see that the British army came like 5,000 numbers and then gradually increased their numbers to never more than 100,000, particularly before the 20th century, and they controlled the vast Indian continent, and they controlled every king, caliph, nawab, you name it, and everybody surrendered to them. And even the people welcomed them, not the Muslims, because the Muslims were ruling before that illegally and barbarically, but the Hindus, who were in majority, they welcomed British, and the Britishers established a rule of law, justice for everybody, human right, woman right, you name it. Created a national army, created independent judiciary, which is the basic requirement of running a modern society, modern country. When we compare this to Pakistan, where this alien army, which is worse than the Ottoman army, have literally destroyed Pakistan, not only economically, but also socially. Even militarily, they are so weak that they have openly accepted that we don't have oil to fight India and better to now make friendship. And they really are so lazy and so stupid that they cannot fight any war. The only fight they can, only war they can do is to conquer their unarmed civilian people and harass them, kill them, put them in jail, kidnap them, terrorize them, you name it. So this alien army is the reason why Pakistan is economically so weak. And when you are economically weak, then of course you are not free. But Pakistan's current situation is not to be economically strong. Pakistan's real problem is this GHQ gang. Unless this gang runs away or is brought into justice and brought under the limit of constitution, there can never be any economic progress. This military gang always create dramas about, oh, we can do this, oh, we have so many natural resources, oh, we have so much talent, oh, I have made a plan which is going to make Pakistan one of the best countries in the world and all that nonsense. Every dictator played this game, and we see today this Asim Munir brain dead is also playing the same game. Instead of accepting that he and his associates, generals or whatever, even to the level of colonel and majors, they are so corrupt and they are minting so much money that every one of them has a friend or family overseas, and he is collecting all their ill-gotten bribed money, plundered money, kidnapping money, you name it. I mean, you can imagine this Janjua we had, corps commander of Karachi, and he was from a lower middle class, but then after becoming general and the military man, he corrupted everything, looted billions from Karachi, and sent that money to his brother in New York who was driving a taxi. And then in 10 years, then he owned more than 120 Papa John. And nobody is asking. And I'm surprised even the US government is not doing anything about it. That how come you are driving a taxi and now you own more than 100 Papa John? From where this money came? I mean, this is very un-American by the American government. They don't have law to trace the illegal money these people bring from overseas. Because this is not money, this is the blood of that nation. And we are ignoring it, we are looking on the other way. As long as they have the whatever the rule of business are, and if they are paying taxes and all that. But what we need to check from where this money they are getting while you are running a taxi. I mean, there has to be some accountability. And if the US government is accepting all this money and asking no questions, we are accomplices for the destruction of the third world countries from where the leaders come. They bring billions of dollars in ill-gotten money, and then they are having fun in US. Something has to be done. I hope your government does it. But in Pakistan, we see that the Pakistanis are so much branded, so much brainwashed, that they still think that this military is okay. While they are the main culprit, they are the most corrupt, and they are a barbaric gang of gangsters. The nation has to get rid of them one way or the other if the country has to survive. Because otherwise, Pakistan has no chance. And then the kind of people they choose to be their right hand and left hand, the mullahs of Pakistan, are the most lethal part of society, because what they do is they scare the people and they tell them this world is nothing, prepare for the hereafter and go for Hajj and Umrah and do dua, do Nawaz Sharif and do zikr and read Quran and namaz and zakat and all that nonsense. They don't tell people to pay taxes. They don't tell people to follow the law, because the Islam in particular is an absolute nonsense, absolute tragedy which has struck to Pakistan. I mean, we were Muslim for hundreds of years, and when Pakistan was created, everybody was Muslim. There was no point putting Islam into politics and putting Islam into affairs of the state. But the GHQ gang, who always had this mullah support while the politicians were against them, they pleased them, they empowered them, and today we have a situation where everybody's balls and neck is in the hand of a mullah. So, and that is the reason why Pakistan can never progress, can never create a job. They can only make babies and create slaves for the other nation, where the depressed Pakistanis have to go to run their house or take care of their family back home. They work day and night, they hear all the curses, all the abuses, particularly in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, another place, who give them no respect, give them no right, and they never give them nationality even if you live there for 40 years. While the civilized world, if you work, if you follow the rule of, if you follow law, you pay taxes, you are entitled to get green card, yellow card, whatever they have, and then you can be a national in the next 5 years. I mean, that is the civilized way of living. But the people who propagate this shit of Quran is great and Allah is great and Muhammad was the best and Muhammad's wives are our mothers and his associates are our fathers and all that nonsense, they're not allowed to read the history, where we know that all these associates of Muhammad, they were killing each other, they were raping women, they were plundering, they were attacking towns in the middle of night and killing the kids and women and forcing them to enslave. I mean, expansionism, I understand. Attacking other nations, I understand. But this was one nation with different tribes. But they, Muhammad and his associates, particularly the tribal leaders around him, were so greedy and so corrupt. They never gave any thought to human rights, right of life, or even respect of life. I mean, if you read the hadith or the history, you will see the way, the barbaric way they actually attacked the other towns, innocent, peaceful, sleeping towns. Ran them over, killed their kids, kill their men and take all the material belonging and their women and enslave them. And then they were distributed among these warriors who were paid nothing by Muhammad, but they were only given share of the booty. And they said, okay, this is your slave girl, you do whatever you like to them. Really? And then the Pakistanis are told that there was very terrific and great time, and there was a time we should follow. I mean, last couple of podcasts I have said this, the internet Pakistani mullahs who have now grown to hundreds and who read two lines in Arabic and then make a lecture in English, then another one line in Arabic which they even don't understand, or even if they understand, that is just a bullshit. It could have been seen in one, could have been said in one liner in their own language. But to prove people that they know Quran and Quran is is a great book, and is a Quran is book of intelligence, and everything is Quran, and this surah is that, and that surah is that. Absolute nonsense. Because was nothing. It was a narration of Muhammad. It was the narration of so-called ayahs brought from his mouth, which were needed by the tribal leaders. They wanted to behead people, there is an ayah. They wanted to go after Jews and Christians, there is an ayah. They wanted to force women to stay indoors, there is an ayah. And then even the laws, which we call Sharia law, were the same barbaric laws which were prevalent before Muhammad 4,000 years ago. I have said it many times. If you read the laws of Hammurabi, almost 4,500 years before Muhammad, So the laws of Hammurabi are 90% what we have in Sharia. And on top of that, there are many rights which people had 4,000 years ago were taken away from the Muslims or the Arabs at that time. There was a freedom of speech, there was a freedom of expression, there was poetry and art, and everything was disallowed by Islam, brought by Muhammad. And the women were forced to stay inside, and that's where actually destroyed the Arab culture. They did establish the empire, but they were mentally totally bankrupt because they had no respect for women. They want every woman to come to their bed. I mean, there's a very famous incident where Khalid bin Walid, the so-called very brave leader, he went to somebody's house and said, "Your wife is coming with me." When he said, "How come I'm a Muslim?" and he recited a kalama, but still Khalid did not agree, and he beheaded him and took his wife to bed. This was the culture, this was the ethics of Arabs back then when it comes to minorities. Minorities were not allowed to even walk on the same side where these Arabs were walking. Minorities were forced to have some identification on their forehead that they are not Muslim. Same like the Nazis did in 20th century. And minorities had no respect. Only they were forced to pay more taxes. Because in that time, the way the Muhammad and his leaders, they collected the warriors, that they say no taxes to you. You only pay 2.5% once a year, and there are no taxes. And then whatever booty we have in the war, we will distribute among us. But the taxes were collected by non-Muslims. So a lot of people, they converted to Islam to avoid those taxes. Then after that, after some 30-40 years, the Umayyads said, no, we don't need conversion. So they even discouraged conversion. Because when somebody converted to Islam, he paid no taxes. So that way, they discouraged the conversion to Islam and keep collecting money from them. I mean, what kind of justice? What kind of last prophet will justify that? I mean, what kind of human value you are trying to prove that you are treating your subjects so humiliatingly that they have no respect, no honor, they pay more taxes, and even if they want to convert to Islam, they are discouraged. I mean, this is really the most barbaric time we have seen ever in the history of this universe. And these Pakistani internet mullahs, they say, "Oh, this is the time
Allah has prepared you for that. And Allah can make you number one. Bullshit. Nothing was good back then. The associates of Muhammad, they were an absolute barbarians. And they killed each other. I mean, if you look even the early time of Islam, you will see uncle killing nephew, father killing daughter, daughter killing father, son killing father. I mean, that is the kind of hate they spread among the Arabs. So much so that one guy, he killed his mother. Because she said some poetry against Muhammad. Really? I mean, the people who, after the conquest of Mecca, there were many people who Muhammad ordered to kill. The only reason was that they said some bad words about him. And in one of the narration which I said last time, that one guy who was a friend of his son-in-law, Uthman, he repented and he wanted to take a bath, or what you call the accepting him as a leader or the prophet, but he looked the other way. After three requests by his own son-in-law, then he took his bath. But later when Uthman left, he said, why none of you behead that guy when I disagree on his acceptance? They said, Prophet Muhammad, your father, your son-in-law was pleading for him, so we could not do anything. If you had given us one sign, we could have beheaded him. That was the culture. That was the type of people, these net stupids and Pakistanis are spreading among Pakistani youths and making them brainwashed and brain dead, making them fanatics, radicals, and absolute idiots. Instead of telling them, follow Qaeda Azam, follow ED, don't waste your time in a Hajj and Umrah shit, and save the money. I mean, if you look into the civilized world, you will see that old people, they make financial planning for their retirement, although they get money from the government, but they invest that money. In Pakistan, the old people, all their collected money is wasted in Hajj and Umrah. It's an absolute crime against the poor of Pakistan. That is why you don't see any financial planning by old people of Pakistan. Whatever they have, first of all, they don't have much. Whatever they have, they either spend on their family or for Hajj and Umrah. That is why the economy is absolute zero, totally stagnant. People have no money. The whole country has a GDP of $400 billion. Whereas the civilized world has in trillion. And America, of course, is the strongest and biggest country, but its economy is 23,000 billion. 6 times than the entire Muslim world. This is how the economy is generated. This is how the jobs are created. But if you put people into the threat that Day of Judgment is coming and some ugly black people will come and put a hammer on your head and they will ask you a question, who was Muhammad? And if you didn't say that, they will hit you and your body will be flat. Or the one joke which Khalid Jameel, I mean, is another idiot, Mullah, who said that when Muhammad went to Miraj, he was showed a guy who was sleeping, and then one angel hit his head with a stone and totally crushed it. After hitting the stone, the head, the stone rolled over. So the angel went to pick that stone again, and by that time the head was again in the normal condition. Then it was hit again, and that was being repeated millions of times, whatever. So Muhammad asked them why he is hitting him. he was told that he missed the night prayer, the Isha. Really? Then he was shown people who were naked and fire under them. And they said, oh, they did not do this. That's why they are being punished. I mean, what kind of religion is this? What kind of shit is this, which makes living people so scared that they are unable to do even their daily chores? But the end result is that every Pakistani is victimizing Muhammad and Allah every day. And they are using their name and doing all kind of corruption, all kind of mix-up, bungling, making artificial oil from the intestines and whatnot. Even making samosas from the dead rats. Or selling donkey meat, which is okay, but in Pakistan it is haram. I mean, this country really has become a joke, politically, militarily, socially, I mean, you name it. Because even the history of Pakistan is totally wrong. Everything created by Zia is an absolute shit and only destroyed Pakistan. And now this, today's Asim Munir, who says the economic stability, if we don't get it, we will not be free. Stupid, don't know that the main reason why there is no economic stability is the GSQ gang. These plunderers, these bastards, these killers, these kidnappers, and this violator of constitution and the law every day. They're not even an hour go by when they don't violate constitution. And then this stupid has the courage to say, oh, economic progress is very important if we want to be free. If you can run away, if you can drown yourself in shame, the country can survive and country can do better. All we need to do is follow the vision of Qaeda Azam, follow the vision of Edi, who helped more than 15,000 illegal kids, because people used to, he had a bag outside his office where you can put the illegal kids instead of killing them. I mean, such a great guy. And he never went to Hajj, only one time. And he went to Hajj by road, which is the cheapest. And today these bastards, these net mullahs and these Pakistani mullahs, they are taking hundreds and thousands by air, minting money and making Arabs richer. I mean, which is haram. Actually, the Hajj is supposed to be by road. It is not supposed to be by air, which like Edi did. But again, this is a nation which has become an absolute joke and have self-destructed itself. Think about it. God bless.